Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we ask ourselves if it's worth the fight.
Welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. It's getting crazy. They say there's thousands of trucks now that are joining the caravan to go to Texas. God's caravan. Thank you very much. You know, 69% of the people stand with this, doing something about the border. Even the states that are like, hey, open borders. They don't want it now. No, see, they want all this crap. They just don't want to have to deal with it.
There's an estimated 6.2 million people that have come in. That if you were to put them into one state, it'd be larger than 18 states.
That's ridiculous, dude. As long as we don't have to take care of them. I mean, there's a state up north that they're building apartment complexes just for these people. Illegals are getting all kinds of whatever they want to. And I shared a video of a veteran that's losing it. Every time he turns around, he has to have a new doctor. If he can get one. If the VA will even get him one. And when he has a new doctor, he has to go through the same... He goes, I don't want to tell this story over and over and over again. I don't want to relive what I'm going through. He's having all kinds of problems. He's tried to kill himself. And it makes me sick. And I'm sure these illegals, they're in some multi-million-dollar hotel, getting three meals a day, living the good life. They're probably getting all kinds of, and plus they're crossing the border. Three quarters of them, I'd say about 98% of them, not three quarters, 98% of them, are coming from places that don't have basic vaccines or hygiene or anything. So who knows what they're bringing over that we've eradicated. I've heard the measles or something? There's like outbreaks and stuff that we haven't seen that doctors didn't even really know what it was. I mean, maybe an 80-year-old doctor might have seen it, but someone today might not even know what the heck it is. It's getting ridiculous. You got Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson. Well, he's having fun at that hellscape. He can't keep control of that. 14 people shot over the weekend in Chicago. That's if you're lucky. I mean, people put their trust and faith and hope in all this stuff. I put my hope and faith and trust in Jesus Christ. The United Kingdom, the U.S. wants to send over nukes because, you know, it's amazing. Trump was getting us out of war, not into war. That's the problem. You don't hear anyone saying, "Yeah, well, I didn't like Trump, but at least we weren't at war." Pardon me. I mean, the black people in Chicago, they're going to revolt, dude. You think those riots? Yeah, they're going to do those. They're going to do that Black Lives Matter riots, but it's going to be against their own party. But then I've never understood, how can you be a black person and support the party of the KKK, segregation, Jim Crow laws? Oh, it's okay. Oh, don't worry, folks. Nikki Haley's going to... You don't have a chance. No one does. No one does, dude. West Virginia Democrat Joe Mitchum has no chance. He might go as a third party candidate. Nikki Haley, y'all need to drop out. They're just trying to put anything, they're trying to come up with anything they can to stop Trump. And they're just not going to happen. But I got so much I want to get into. Don't forget this, folks.
My name is Marty Solomon, and I'm president of Impact Campus Ministries and the creator of the Bema podcast. And we're beginning a series on the parables in the verse of the day teachings that we have, and today's little mini parable and little teaching, these teachings are full of images and and pictures and stories that help us consider deeper truths. And this one comes from Matthew 7, verses 1 through 6. It says this in the NIV, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way that you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck and sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when all the time there's a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give to dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces." And we see kind of these three movements in this parable teaching here today. And on all three of these movements, there's a relationship that Jesus is inviting us to consider between yourself and others. And this comes on the heels in the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus has just spoken about worry. And people like Dallas Willard have done a great job showing how this line of thought is, this isn't just a thought in a vacuum, but this comes on the heels of worry. And worry drives us to use our critical thinking and our critical spirit and direct it towards others. And here, Jesus invites us to direct those thoughts towards ourselves. Be careful, he says, what you do towards others, because in that same way, that same measure will be used on yourself. Be careful when we examine all the little specks in everybody else's lives, the little things, when actually we should spend our energy focused on the things, the bigger things in our own lives. Be careful, Jesus says, that when you would take these things that you hold valuable, these pearls of God's wisdom, and you would project them onto people that don't necessarily find the same value. Always be aware, Jesus says, of how these ideas and how the way that you pursue your life with Jesus impacts other people, and focus that critical reflection on our own hearts and lives. So is that something that maybe we can work on in this very week?
Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. I want to get into something that's very controversial, not even political, but there's divers that believe they found Amelia Earhart's plane on the seabed, and that she went down and see what this is what I was told, that was already been solved. That I was told that she was captured by the Japanese, and the reason why they never went after her to get her is because if they did, the Japanese would know that, hey, we figured out the code, you know, like the war, we figured out, they thought she was a spy, and if we went after her to try to rescue her, she was in the prison camp, that they would know that we deciphered the code, and she was a sacrificed goat. Now, is her plane in, what did her plane go in, did they put it in the water? So if it was ever found, hey, you know, but I was told that they knew that she had been captured by the Japanese and nothing was ever said of it, because if they tried to go get her and rescue her, it would come out as, you guessed it, buddy, if they came after her, they would know that we figured out their code. We had cracked their code, and so it's going to be interesting to see if they can prove that that actually is her plane, and if there's actually any remnants of her in there, because I was told she was captured by the Japanese and all that stuff, so it's going to be interesting to see what comes out of that. But yeah, that's just very interesting, because they claim they found it, but I was always told that as of recently, they have discovered that she was captured by the Japanese, and we never went after her because it would prove we figured out their code. And yes. I mean, this whole world, I mean, the Civil War, I mean, the end of the world's coming, folks. I mean, Nancy Pelosi is giving a speech, and they got pro-Palestinian protesters. I don't know how you can be against the Jewish people. I don't know how, you know. I know Trump's not against the Jewish people. He supports the Jews. You know, it's Miley Blinker, you know, that blossom. Oh, yeah. I don't know who my age didn't have a crush on that chick. I want to be with Blossom. And she is always a huge Democrat. And it's kind of funny now that it'd be neat to see what they make of it. Because it's very interesting to see some of these people. Wait a minute here. I thought they were my friends. And all these pro-Hollywood people are coming out. Death to Jews. Pro-Palestine. We support Iran. You know? And all these people she thought were her friends are pro-Palestinians and anti-Jewish. Anti-Semites. Oh, wow. Just one of those things, folks. You know, it's amazing. See? I can read the Bible. It's 2,000 years old. And let me tell you, I might learn something new every time I read it. But guess what? Yeah, it doesn't change. It's not like this world where I thought the Hollywood people supported me. No, no. No, they're Democrats. Yeah, they wanna hang Jews. Yeah, they wanna enslave blacks. Yeah, they're enslaving you by keeping you poor. They're enslaving you by, hey, if I'm divorced, I'll get more money from the government. And I'll have to work even less. I don't mind low-income assistance for people that can't make it. And they're working full-time, three jobs. But when you have people that, someone's paying for, someone's paying for this. You expect me to work? Yeah, you had the kids. You spread your legs. You had five kids. You need to work to pay for it. Someone's paying for this, man. Man, I went down the thing, and my food stamp card don't work, so I can't give. So I'm trying to find out what's going on, because, I mean, no one's going to tell me that my kids can't get food. Well, then go out and work. Feed them. Do something. Grub help them. Put them all in car seats in the back of the car and go Grubhub. Earn it. Do something. God, imagine if these people today came over here from in the Mayflower. Ain't no one tell me that I was going to come to a place with no housing. Someone better be hurrying up and making me a house. No, you want a place to live, you better start chopping down some trees and you better start making yourself some shelter real quick. You're going to have to work during the day and at night you're going to sleep on the boat. You mean it's this cold out and I got to swim to shore and work on my house and then go back to the... Well, the house ain't going to build itself. I mean, today's society is so lazy. WLAZY Radio. We play the music for the people that just lie around. WLAZY Radio. We're going to put some more music to put you to sleep, so take your NyQuil, even though it's 10 o'clock in the morning, and just go back to sleep. Hey, what the heck? You're relying on the government to give you money anyway, so why work? I mean, that's what's happened with this nation. I knew so many people that were getting more money unemployed than they were employed, so they didn't want to work. COVID should have been just enough to get you by those payments. That way we're going to make sure that they're making more. Yeah, these stimulus checks are going to be so that people make more on COVID checks than they do not, so they can want to sit at home and do nothing. Man, it's not safe, man. Well, it's not safe to go to work, but it's safe to walk around Walmart. You make no sense, pal. Okay, where's your sanitizer? Where's your toilet paper? Where's your very essentials? I believe in freedom. I do. The freedom of choice. With COVID, if you want to stay locked in your house, in your closet, trust me, I'll get the boards and nails. I'll lock you in there. I'll get steel panels, whatever it takes to make, however I need to lock you in there so that you can't get out, so that you're safe. I'll help you do it. You ain't gonna get paid for it. It's not fair, man. Yeah, I was called a hero. The heroes in the front lines, working and going and all this stuff. And then as soon as the vaccine came out, how dare you? We're all going to die. We're all going to be killed because you won't get a vaccine. I'm going to get COVID from you because you're unvaccinated. You know I'm vaccinated. I'm vaccinated against COVID, but I'm going to still get it from you because you won't get the vaccine. Oh, so if I get the vaccine, if everyone's vaccinated, the COVID can't spread, but if I'm unvaccinated, I can still spread it to anyone that's vaccinated. I cannot believe how many people believe that crap, that the unvaccinated can give COVID to the vaccinated. That's what they meant, whether they understood it or not, when they said, hey, this is what's going on, folks. Guess what, folks? This is what's going on. Oh, yeah, that's right. You're gonna get us all killed because you won't get the vaccine. What that means is a vaccinated person is gonna get COVID from an unvaccinated person. And that's what's going on in this world. They've gotten people so lazy they don't want to do anything. It's okay, folks. It's okay. I'm just going to sit on my butt and listen to WLEZY radio. I mean, imagine if this generation came over today on the Mayflower. Hey, you mean to tell me? Yeah, there ain't, yeah, you want a bank? You want anything? You got to build it. You ever see those Bushman shows where they go out there and, okay, first thing we want to do is we got to get up a shelter quick. We got to, okay, I want to try to see which way the wind's going. Where's the sun going to rise? Where's the, you know, these kids today would be like, what? There's no, wait a minute, I have to build something? Yeah. And the house ain't going to build itself. You got to cut down trees. Yeah, that's this generation. They don't know anything, they don't want to know. But it's okay, folks. World War III is here, folks. You got Russia and Ukraine. You got Iraq. And all that crap in the Middle East is always going on. You've got Iran and Palestine and all those people trying to take out the Jews. What else? Oh, yeah, you got the Texas border, which 69% of Americans want the border closed. I think we just need to take those people across the border, and Democrats should have to, by law, take them in. If I was on day one as president, I will ensure that every Democrat is forced against their will to take in those illegals that they voted for coming into this country because they wanted an open border. Okay? You'll be forced to take them in. You'll be forced to provide housing and all that stuff. You ain't gonna get no incentives or any, there ain't gonna be a tax write-off or anything. No. 100% is coming out of your pocket. You wanted them, you're gonna pay for them. Not the government, you. If you have to get a second job to pay for them, you do it. They need medication, you better figure out, we will give you leniency where you can be, they can be a part of your family plan. Oh, hey, they wanted them here. They should be stuck paying for them. Oh, no. Oh, they want them here as long as they don't have to deal with them, see them, mess with them, nothing, you know. So, like in California, when there's hundreds of thousands of plastic needles everywhere from drug users, but we're saving the earth by getting rid of plastic straws. It's like when places get rid of plastic straws and still have plastic cups. Wah, wah, wah. We're saving the environment by banning plastic straws. Well, what about a plastic cup? You're going to use a paper straw and a plastic Starbucks cup? How is that helping anything? There's probably more plastic in the cup than the straw, so you're actually defeating the purpose. That's Democrats for you. This is the government for you. They will argue between 5 gallons and 10 gallons of water coming out of the boat. They've compromised on 7 gallons of water coming out of the boat. Okay, well, if a boat's taking on 100 gallons of water every minute, taking out 7 gallons of water, the boat's going to sink because you're still having 93 gallons of water come in the boat every, even if you did the 10 gallons out of the boat like the Republicans wanted, you're still going to sink the boat. Yeah. But that's just where we live in, folks. You know, yeah, got Governor, you got Senator Joe Mitchum from Democrat from West Virginia thinking he's going to run. Dude, if Biden is a health scare, I'm going to come in. Dude, Biden didn't legally win the election in 2020, and no one's going to, the people are tired of it. People want Trump back. People want to have this world safe again. I don't know how anyone can say this world is better under Biden than Trump, and I'm talking the world, not just America, not just the 88 cent distilled water that's now like 139. I'm not talking about the $20 case of toilet paper. It's not $30. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the whole world is an agenda. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. Just do me a favor. Go out, because Kathy Griffin's comedy tour isn't selling well at all, and she's pleading with fans to come out and buy tickets. Please. I beg of you, please come see. Dude, I don't, you could have somebody on the phone. Yeah? Yeah, we want you to go see Kathy Griffin. No. Come on. Just go to the show and give a review. No. What number can we, no, I don't care. 10 million, 20 million, a billion. There's no amount of money. I'm not going to go see Kathy Griffin. No. I'm not going to do a TikTok review. I'm not going to do a YouTube review. I'm not going to talk about it on Blog Talk. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I don't care. $100 billion, I don't care. I'm not going to see Kathy Griffin. No way. You couldn't pay me. Oh. You know what they're going to do to you because you don't want to see Kathy Griffin on tour, right? I don't care. I guess they'll kill me. I'm not going to go see her. Who would want to go see her anyways? I mean, she became not funny when she had that mocked picture of her with the decapitated Trump head. I don't care who you are. Not funny. Don't worry, folks. And then you got the douchebag Matt Rosendale that funded anti-Trump House Republicans. It's sad. The whole point of the Constitution, for any of you that don't know what the Constitution is, yeah, it's to protect our freedoms and our rights. Yeah. When a pandemic hits, I have the freedom to work and go and do. You have the freedom to sit at home in a locked closet with a hazmat suit on and never come out ever. You have that right. When you can't pay your bills, well, gee. Maybe you need to do what they've done for since Adam and Eve were alive. If you're sick, you stay home. And everyone keeps going. And then when they're better, they come back. And if someone else is sick, then they quarantine. You know, this COVID was, I cannot believe how easily they manipulated you. Well, with this virus, you can have it for 2 weeks and not even know it. So we need to test now. I cannot believe. When they did that nasal swab, that was a DNA test. Like I've talked about on the program, that nurse, that they had everything sterile, just like they were going to give a COVID test to someone, and they took the test swab, and they stuck it very carefully into the test tube to send off. They put a name on it, and it came back untouched by anybody, sterilely, as sterile as possible, and came back testing positive. And they made sure it was as sterile as if they would have put it up. The only difference is instead of putting it up in someone's nose, it went right into a thing that they ship off. And she's always questioning stuff. But I never bought that crap in the beginning when they had the hospitals. Oh, my God. We have, there's like One, this New York hospital is about a 17-hour wait to get a COVID test. I mean, it's just pandemonium. We got tons of people out here in hazmat suits and everything. I mean, this is probably like a evac tent. I mean, this is the end of the world. I mean, anyone, you shouldn't even be leaving your, you shouldn't even be going out of your bedroom. I mean, you and your wife, even though you haven't gone out anywhere since this pandemic started, you have no COVID symptoms. You don't have COVID at all. There's no way you contracted it. Somehow you should be wearing masks and you should be social distancing. You know, people are done with this crap. People are done with the border. People want real hope, real change. They're tired of the lies and the bull crap. Okay, the vaccine doesn't do anything. You can still get COVID. You notice how all of a sudden now they don't, every 3 months or 2 months, they have a new COVID variant? Why don't they? I literally want to call up. Yeah, what variant? Oh, I just want to, get on these. Yeah, what variant are we on? Because I remember when COVID hit, every time you turned around, oh, there's a new one. There's a new variant. And it came, when they couldn't, when they did their dang, when they went out of their way, tenfold, a billionfold to try to, wait a minute here. Captain, we got a problem here. This pandemic, they're not buying it. They're not scared. They're wanting to keep going and doing. Proceed with lockdowns. Roger. Maybe we can tell them masks work. They don't work. Yeah, I know that, but maybe we can convince them that masks work. That way we can probably shut them up that way by forcing them to wear a mask, even though they don't work. But we'll now hundreds of videos of all these people wearing masks. And people are tired. People want freedom back. They're tired of the government controlling everything. They're tired of seeing people are finally, I think, starting to wake up to realize, hey, wait a minute, especially the black people. I've been screwed my whole life. Well, yeah, you put your hope and faith and trust in a party that enslaved you, Jim Crow lawed you, and segregated you. They tried to keep you from voting. They segregated you. They enslaved you. The only difference with most black people is they're enslaved by the government now because they get them hooked on these programs where okay, here's $50. Yeah, you get this house, let's say, for $50 a month. Well, the amount of money that you have to be able to make to pay $50 in rent, you can't make that much because if you do, then you're getting penalized and you get in trouble. Well, okay, so you go backwards. Because I looked into a rental assistance program here at one time, and I would have to make more money than they allow for me to pay that much in rent. And it's like wipe before you poop. It don't make sense. My buddy goes, you need to make way more than they allow you to, or that you won't be able to make it on that rent. You would have to have help. It's to try to get you in a program to where you're like controlled by the government, because once you can't make enough, because I knew someone that was on that program, and when he made like $2 too much, they came after him 100%. And he goes, I don't have like, and the $300 or whatever they paid towards rent every month, he had to pay that back. He filed bankruptcy and everything. He lost it all. Him and his wife and his kid were on the streets, all because they run a program that you have to make more money than they allow you to for the rent that they give you. It was like $600 a month in rent, and the $19,000 or something a year you can make, no more. You need to make more than they allow. But, you know, and people are waking up to this. People are waking up to this, and it's a good thing. I mean, this huge caravan going to Texas and all these nice, I mean, it's coming to a head. That's Melissa.
Hello, good evening. How are you?
Good.
it's one of those, someone's at the door. And I thought it was my wife. And it's not. But it's one of those, I mean, people, it's finally nice to see people waking up and saying, okay, I'm done with this. You know, Joe Mitchum doesn't have a, Trump is the only candidate. Trump is the only candidate, dude. There ain't no Joe Mitchum. There ain't no Joe Biden. There ain't no Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley doesn't care. One second, folks.
What? Is that what you're saying? Or something like that? I don't know.
Yeah. Too bad I'm not, too bad I'm left. Come on in here, buddy. Let's talk. Let me get your opinion on this crap hole of a country that we have. It's going in the toilet. And they're on purpose. I mean, if this was a restaurant, if America, you would be saying, no, we need to go in a different direction, folks. We're losing money. Everything's falling apart. Nope. Can't do that. Don't worry, folks. Nikki Haley's going to save the day, even though she has like a 0.00000 to the millionth degree, 0.1%. She has like a trillionth of a percent chance of going anywhere. No one likes her. They're just hoping that they can either assassinate Trump or do something to get rid of him, and then she'll just be the default Democrat in the Republican Party. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to fill the Republican Party with anti-American Democrats so that Trump is the only person, and I'm born in 75, that said what he was going to do and did it. No one else has. No one cares. I got a country I got to leave my niece, Robin. There's a country I got to leave my niece's nephews, Janet and Josh and Molly and Caleb. I don't want to have them saying, I don't want them in the concentration camp going, we opposed your leader, so we're in this work camp. And they say, Kyle, why didn't you do more? Why didn't you stand up when you had the chance? Why didn't you? I mean, and it goes way back to the beginnings when, okay, that's what we're going to do, folks. That's bad for you. It is. How dare you have natural butter? How dare you have unpasteurized, unhomogenized milk? We need to cook the heck out of the milk and pasteurize it and cook it in androgen, because if you get unpasteurized, unhomogenized milk, it's 100 times better for you, and the fat's not homogenized together, and it separates, and it's, you can have whole milk, and it's healthier for you. Oh, no, we got to make seed-based oil butters that they claim are better for you. I prefer all natural. I'm just one of those things. You know, I want, we're going to start a new revolution. We're going to be all organic. They were all organic many, many years ago. Wasn't until corporations took over farming and made corn that's technically, like if you get a GMO crop, if you harvest it at the right time, it can be considered a pesticide because it produces pesticides. Like the McDonald's French fries, they have a chemical on them that when they spray the potatoes, they have to let them sit. They don't even go out in the fields after they spray for like 2 weeks. Because they want to have no imperfections in the potatoes. And what they have to, and then they have to let them sit for a while until all that stuff dissipates. Instead of just having potatoes. I'd rather have a potato with imperfections and know there's no chemicals. There's no stuff in it. But no, not today. We're going to make all kinds of chemicals. We're going to make stuff GMO because we have to, and then we're going to, yeah, and that's so that they can sit there and they can patent the seeds, and then they can, it's just nice to see an America that is waking up saying, hey, enough's enough, where I'm, you know, I think it's not America per se, it's the world, they're like, wait a minute here, they keep, well, it's just, And I did the it's just thing where I said, well, it's just, Robin, it's just a penny tax. Come on. It's going to help fix the roads. Okay. It's just a penny. I'll give a penny for to help fix the roads. So will Robin. It's one penny. It's 2 cents. 3 cents with my wife and this whole household. And then, well, you want better roads, right? Well, how about 25 cents? Okay, 20. It's just 20. Well, you want great roads, right? Well, $10. And then before you know it, you're having $60 come out of your paycheck to fix roads. As the governor, I'm going to introduce a new $4 billion stimulus bill that's going to help fix the roads. I just signed it into law, and Indiana will have better roads. Well, wait a minute here. If you're going to do a $4 billion stimulus bill through the state of Indiana to have better roads, then why am I paying a tax to fix the roads? Shouldn't that tax be fixing? Shouldn't these taxes? It's amazing how you have an air tax and a tire tax and a lug nut tax and this tax and that tax all to fix something that they do a stimulus bill to pay for it. Yes? This is a steel bill, and that's going to go... It's a steel tax, and what it's going to do is it's going to help fix our ailing bridges. And then you find out that they have a stimulus bill that they passed through the state house and legislature that's going to allocate millions of dollars to fix the bridges. Well, then why am I paying? Then you need to say, okay, the taxes that we paid to fix said bridges isn't enough, and this little bit more is going to, no, they don't do that. They just tell you they're going to spend more money. And who knows if the money that's being in this stimulus bill is going to pay to fix them. It's probably just, I got elected, and I owe people some money, so I got to do a kickback. That's what it really is. Yeah, this money ain't going to fix the roads. No, this money is going to a couple corporations that gave me a heck of a lot of money to get my butt in here. Whew. Man, I owe them. Woo! But that's what, and people are tired of it. People are actually seeing, okay, the grocery stores are empty. 40 cents increase in distilled water. 25% increase in Dollar Tree. And the products, and to try to hide the fact that it's gone up 25%, they have like an aisle with like $3, $4, and $5 items, like more. That way they try to ease to make it sort of like, they used to have 5 roast beef sandwiches for $5. Now it's like 4 for $10. And they try to make it out like it's a big deal. Like, you get 4 Arby's roast beef sandwiches for $10. That is one for now, and one for later, and one for after that, and one for even after that. And they try to make it out like the 4 sandwiches for $10 is a great deal when they used to get 5 roast beef sandwiches for $5. They try to, like when they went to like the 6, when the foot long wasn't $5 anymore and it went up, and they tried to make it out like it was still a good deal. But they have like, get 2 Whoppers or 2 crispy chicken sandwiches for just $6. How can they do that? How can they do that? To me, that sounds really expensive. A Whopper should be like $1. That's what I mean, I remember when you could get a candy bar for 50 cents, and if they had them on special, they were 35 cents. Bananas were 19 cents a pound. Those are like 49 cents, 69 cents, depending. It's ridiculous. And they try to soften the blow, not by doing stuff to help you out. They try to do the old advertising switcheroo. We'll try to make like this deal that is way overpriced because of inflation. They try to make it out like it's a great deal. Even my niece is starting to realize that, hey, stuff's getting more expensive. My dollar ain't going as far as it used to. Like, yep, welcome to the party, pal. And it's not. It's getting worse. Well, their whole agenda is to collapse the dollar. That's what they want to do. And then they can, capitalism didn't work. You know, like these people that, guess what, folks? Trump's a threat to our democracy. I actually told them, I said, okay, what democracy? We're a constitutional republic. They had no idea. I said, you know, I said this to my niece. I said to my wife, what do you think a democracy is? Remember, folks, this is what they call themselves in North Korea. the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. You bow down to the dear leader. If I was to say something bad about the dear leader of North Korea, I'd be punished. Robin would be punished. Melissa would be punished. My mom and dad would be punished. My sister would be punished. Her parents would be, but they'd all go to work camps, all of us, like generations. Jana, Jerry, Molly, anyone related to us would be going to a work camp. Have fun. That's a democracy. You have two wolves and a sheep. Let's see. They all get an equal vote. Who are you going to vote for? Well, the two wolves are going to vote to eat the sheep. That's a guarantee. I don't think the sheep can convince one of the wolves to eat the other wolf. No. But hey, they, it's fair. They all got one vote. Yeah. Two wolves and a sheep. That's real fair. It's a democracy. That's because they don't teach. Our Constitution was designed to protect us from this government, to keep us free. That's why we have the Second Amendment, so that if we ever have a government that becomes tyrannical like it is now, we can stand up against it. I mean, there's actually audio of Joe Biden basically coming out saying that he's going to F-18, F-16, the border. And some people are saying, well, that's not really him. I've seen video of him walking saying this, and it wasn't a TikTok thing. It was an actual like a Breitbart. It was actually like on an actual news outlet where they came out with it. No, because I do try to do sourcing to make sure it's not just because I know you can take I can have my niece Robin say one sentence, and I can probably get almost her to say anything I want to, and it's her voice saying it, but it's not her actually saying it because of that artificial intelligence. I mean, I can't believe the prediction market isn't giving Trump 100% chance. The only way he won't get the nominee is if he's taken out. I think it's 100% chance he gets it unless they take him out and he's killed or... I mean, it's sad, and that's got to be appealed, that court case where he's supposedly got to pay $83 million to someone, and when the Trump's attorneys came out, yeah, these witnesses weren't allowed, this wasn't allowed, we couldn't do this, you know, it's like that district attorney in New York, Trump's guilty, it's just what he's guilty of, the bank got 100% of the money back, and it wouldn't have mattered. He could have had $1 billion more or $1 billion less, and guess what? They would have given him the same deal, the same rate, the same loan. Oh dear, Trump is guilty. He's going to be publicly hung. We're going to take him out in the Times Square. He's going to be hung. We're going to get out of the gallows, and we're going to hang his ass because he is guilty. I know he did it. I don't care if the bank is happy. I don't care. Why do you even have an attorney? Why are you wasting money? Trump is guilty. We're going to put him in the electric chair. We're going to electrify him because he's guilty. I don't have any proof. He didn't do anything wrong, but he's guilty, and we're just going to, you know, that's what's wrong with this world. Trump's guilty no matter what. How can you justify that in any shape or form? Oh, he's guilty. It's just a matter of what we find him on. Don't worry, folks. It's you think your life's bad? Someone out there actually bought tickets to see Kathy Griffin. It's okay. Your life ain't that bad, folks. It's pathetic. If you think your life's so bad, just remember, someone bought tickets to see Kathy Griffin. That's all I'm going to say. Oh, gee. I guess this is how bad it is. Alyssa Milano is soliciting donations on social media for her son's baseball team. If you're stupid enough to give money to a millionaire son's baseball team, that's your problem. Like I've told people, with the Klepto Dollar incident, if you're stupid enough to donate money so that Klepto Dollar can have a private Learjet, that's on you. That's on you, boo-boo. I'm just putting it out there. Sorry, folks. I'm just putting it out there. If you're dumb enough to say, hey, I think that pastor needs a private Learjet, I think we should buy him one. No, you need to get on Spirit Air like everyone else. No, I think Klepto Dollar needs to be flying in Southwest Airlines. I'm Klepto Dollar, man. Where's this $49? I still remember when they had like that thing, like $69 fares, and they had people trying to find them, and I guess they sued because they could never find the $69 fare. I'm surprised they didn't have like one just to justify it and have like in microfiche print. This is the one $69 flight. Every other flight's $400. Oh, jeez. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Well, I'm just been going today, but it's this world we live in. It's this generation of kids that don't know how many stars are on the flag, don't know how many stripes are on the flag. They don't know anything. How many states are there in America? States? States? What country is Hawaii in? Hawaii? What country? Isn't it its own island nation? No. It's not? I mean, come on. I'm sorry, folks. I just don't. Something's got to change, folks. We got to get these kids to wake up, and I think the nation as a whole is waking up. And it's nice to see. It's nice to see people. It's just nice to see people coming to Christ and being outspoken. It's sad that they have to edit out like 2 minutes of a speech. You need to find a way to mention God to where it's almost impossible. I would love to talk to an video editor. How could I talk in an interview about Christ to where it's almost impossible to get rid of him? And to where it'd be almost impossible to cut and edit. I don't know if you saw the football yesterday. Yeah, since the Baltimore Ravens and San Francisco were supposed to go to the Super Bowl, they had to change the script. Well, they have Kansas City win it, and guess what? Dirty! Man, you believe that crap? I mean, yeah, I can't believe you believe it, that NFL is screwed. I've seen too many plays that are so blatantly obvious that when a guy is coming at a player and can put out his arms and completely tackle him and take him down, but he bumps into him and does like a spin move, and it enables him to go into the end zone and score. I'm like, yeah, no, that's, you're coming right at him. You can open up your arms and tackle him. Or the guy's coming at him, why is he kind of letting the guy go by him? Like, he's trying to figure out how can he pretend like he's trying to take him down, but he has to let the guy go past him, and he's trying to figure it out, you know? And so blatant and obvious that, like, he's trying to let the guy go and get a touchdown, you know? It's crazy, folks. But just remember, folks, if you think your life is that bad, don't ever complain about your life being bad, because there are people that got tickets to see Kathy Griffin, because she's begging people to go to her show, just like the billionaire Alyssa Milano is begging people for donations for her son's softball team.
Wait. I heard about Alyssa Milano's. I seen the tweet. You know what? Can't hurt kids be kids. Tell me what baseball team. We as a class did car washes and stuff. In my class, we had doctors. We had lawyers as parents.
in some of my class. We were the richest class. We went to California and back, but that's how we could afford it in my school, okay? We did car washes. We did other things. That's part of childhood. Let those kids have a childhood. She doesn't have, just because she's a mom one, but and she has the money, what makes it say, who has the right to say that she needs to give her money?
Well, she is soliciting donations online.
She did not start the GoFundMe. All she did was retweet it. Like, you wouldn't, like, you didn't, when we did a GoFundMe, you didn't share it?
I did, but there, but.
Okay, then. I mean,
she should say no.
Do I like her? Do I respect her? Do I have anything for her? No.
But
come on, let her be a regular mom and let her kids be kids and do work for it.
Well, then she should be against this GoFundMe. She should say, okay, you're going to go and have a car wash and do this.
Then she said in her tweet that they'd have.
But if I was her, with the billion she has, I'm like, okay, we better have the best uniforms, the best this and that.
And I would say, you know what? My kid wouldn't be in this, but I would get my kid would be that. I'm not going to use, I'm not a cash cow. If I want to give it, if I want to do it, I will. But don't expect me. You're not entitled. That's called entitlement right there for them to expect her to do that.
Well, if you have money.
Well, no. Okay, honey, that means because we have money, the government can take our money and tell us what to do with it.
No, wow. I'm not saying that, but.
Well, it's the same concept.
I don't think. It's different if you have tons of money and you can give it.
I can have $100 million. You have no right to tell me who I can and can't give money to.
But she should want to do that for her kids to help out the team.
She probably did pay for his trip. That doesn't mean she has to pay for everybody's trip.
No, but she can help out the team and.
Well, she has. She bought uniforms and stuff. If we look and see what she actually tweeted back, she's done a lot for the team. That doesn't mean she has to do everything for the team.
Well, she can have her name on the jersey and then do a tax write-off. Hey, I'm just trying to help her out.
You know, it's just a little bit ridiculous. Her kids can't be normal and do regular school fundraisers?
Well, they can't. She's a celebrity. They're never going to be normal.
Yeah,
I mean, so it's
people
like...
people like you won't like them be.
They can't be. How can
okay.
they be?
Whatever.
It's like
how
if you...
how much longer do you have in your show?
I don't know, but anyways, it's like the kids that were like heirs to... like, what is that? What did Jeff Gordon used to belong to, that paint company? DuPont? They were like DuPont, and they said, we couldn't be normal kids. When you have... every week you had millions of dollars.
Well, that's sad.
It's sad. It is. But I guarantee you, everyone's like, hey, why aren't you coughing up? You're a billionaire. Cough it up. And I'm sure it's not her, but it's everyone going after her. Hey, you got billions. You could provide for everyone and not even dent it. Well, at least for the people that can't afford. But,
she said she's even sponsored kids that couldn't pay their dues. That she's done that.
I know. And it's sad that they would push that, though.
Why else do they want her to do that?
Yeah, I know. And that's sad.
She does have billions of dollars. But I want to tell you, any smart billionaire like Donald Trump knows if you keep giving it away, you ain't going to be a billionaire for long.
Well, you're not giving it. You're tithing it.
No, well, honey, she wouldn't be. You.
She's not a Christian.
Yeah.
She wouldn't understand.
So.
Well, that's what I want for Christmas. I want to go see Kathy Griffin.
Can you hurry up with your show?
I'm
getting on your producer's last nerve.
Yeah. My wife's a Democrat now. Just kidding. No, my wife could never be. My wife's a constitutional Republican conservative, and I love her for that because... she understands that we have a Second Amendment for a reason. I have the right to say what I want to say. So does my wife. Her freedom of speech doesn't trump mine. Mine doesn't trump hers.
Even though I'm always right.
Okay, I'll have to find that in the Bible.
That's just all I have.
Something fell over, folks. Folks, my wife is trying to do something and
things fell down
that she didn't even touch. Hey, we got cats, so hey, trust me, anyone that has cats, like it was a year ago, yesterday.
Well, I found out and I've looked up tuxedo cat personalities. I'm worried for it. They have doozies.
Yeah. It was a year ago yesterday, my baby died, and it was just except for going to the vet, Rascal was like the most gentle, docile creature, except for my wife, or if I tried to give him a bath.
Except for his attack, buddy. Good Lord, he would attack me just because he got...
Oh, he peed on me because I was giving him a bath. I gave him a shower, and I'm...
Look at him all the way up at...
He pissed on me. That was so hilarious. And I called the vet, my wife, and I called the vet too. And I'm like, yeah, because he's mad at you. He's teed off, so he peed on me. Okay. But folks, just remember, put your hope and faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Like me and my store were talking today, you know, this is just a temporary home for me. I don't know about anyone else. So this is just temporary. My home is in heaven. You know, and a good friend of mine, her mom died, and it's just like, you know, she's in heaven, and she's with the Lord, and it's like, man. You know, and it's just like, when she's my mom's age, and you don't take your parents for granted, you don't take your mother and father-in-law for granted. This weekend, I can't wait because I'm going to Michigan, and I'm going to go see my mother and father-in-law and spend time with them, and you know, I got to see my mom today, and you know, don't take your wife for granted, don't take your niece for granted. You know, you may want to sit there and jump off the top ropes and do a body slam, but hey, that's life, and we have fun, but don't ever take them for granted, because everyone in this world is a child of God. It's a beautiful picture. Yes, it is. You know, when you sit there and you look at your family and you see a photo of Jesus and what he did, the sacrifice that me and my family and my nieces and cousins and nephews could be free, that is just the greatest picture of all, you know. And we're in Romans, and I'm doing the Bible study, and Banjo Lemonade did a study today. I got to listen to it. She does a bunch of banjo stuff. Check her out. You know, I'm in Deuteronomy. No, I think I'm out of Deuteronomy already. But, yeah, I'm listening to it and following along, and I'm just lucky that I live in a generation where we don't have to do the, okay, so is this cut ceremony clean or unclean? And if it's unclean, do I have to get the pigeons and do all that stuff? And, you know, just remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Wednesday, good night all, and God bless you. Goodbye.